Shir Samachtal and Shabbos continue Chofei Adar Heitavsham and Zayin March 15, 1977 on Tuesday.
Even if actually he didn't put reeds, but he has the potential of putting reeds, as Stasis says in the Kashe. So even according to Ravune, we have him of Tashmish of Dalet. But the reason as to why according to Ravune we cannot be Mitaltail is because the Mechitze is a Mechitze to reed. The Mechitze, if let's say at this point where the Shipua starts is Poches Migimu from the Karaka Svino, so we say Ki Svino Smich the Davye, so then we consider as if this goes up. Now if this goes up and it's flattened up over here, so the Mechitze ends at this point with the Karaka. So maybe it's not the mechitza tuya, but if it is, even poches mishloi shabo, so we cannot consider as if the karka asfina went up and been elevated. So maybe the mechitza is a mechitza tuya, because the mechitza ends here, so it's a mechitza tuya, and mechitza tuya in a materes. So mechitza tuya in a materes. So then Nachman says, no, it's not the mechitza tluyo. Why isn't it the mechitza tluyo? Because we say good achis. So we imagine as if the Deif Nasmino had gone down, had descended in an erect level, in an erect position, all the way up to the Karkaya. So maybe it's not the mechitza tluyo. It's not the mechitza tluyo. And as far as Tesis Kashi is concerned, Ma Meil Sheyam Chitzem Bachutz Kivim Shem Bifnim Eishem Rebach Mokim Dalet. So the answer is because he has the potential of putting Kanev over it. So Meile, there is a potential of Mokim Dalet, and the reason is why Rabune says no is because it's a Mechitzat Luyo. That's the Pshita of Rashi. All right, anyway. V'nire Kepirush Rach the Beitzisa Heim Svinis Talitz Ho'asuyes L'Halir Ba'agom ועל שם שמהלכיס על ביצי המים קורא לי ביציסו ויש להם תפניס וקרקויס עשויס ניסורים ניסורים ויש חולו בין הנסורים והמים יכנוסים שם ויש לימבו כמו במים ויעשוי כך שאפילו תספר אינו נדבס לילה. I mean how it works, and one can travel on such a boat. I'm ignorant in these things, but I just can't see. If there is a hollow, in the karka, so how can it be used? But I suppose it was done in such a way, and it wasn't used, to go to America. In such a boat, so maybe it could be used. Anyway, so according to the Rav, so very sorry, in the there is a karkas, The karkas, might be very wide. The karkas, much more than Dalet or Dalet. Not as Rashi explains that the Mechitza goes like this. It starts being Shepua and then the end here. The Karka Asvino ends here. No. But it's very wide, has a big floor, the Karka Asvino. But the floor of the Svino consists of Nisor. And between one Neser and the other Neser, and between one Neser and the other Neser, so there is a hole. There is a hole. So he says, so v'yesh lim tfanis v'kakoyis asruis nisorim nisorim v'yesh cholo binam sorim v'amayim nechnos in shom v'yesh lim bo k'moy b'may v'yasu yo, that boat was certainly not used on the interior of the ocean. It was used near the shore, so they had nothing to be afraid of. V'yesh lim bo k'moy b'may v'yasu yo kach sh'afiru tisape eino nidbas leilu v'koma ravune כיוון שהפחוצו דינו כקמרס והם מתאותים בו אלו בדלת. Why? What's wrong? It has מחיצס יוד, it has a קרקע, it has everything. So what's wrong? The answer is because, so this is what Rabchaim says. In other words, so he deduces from Rashi, that Rashi Mishito say holds here, as he holds in the Sugya of Kaveres, that there is no such requirement of Karka Dalet, and he deduces from the Rach, that the Rach Lishito say, that there is Karka Dalet. The Rach Lishito say. So the only Chisong is, there is no Karka Dalet. there is no karka down. Why? Because true, it has a karka, but the karka consists of individual nisorim with vacant space between one eser and another eser. So memele, and the vacant space is gimel tvochim or more, not tvochim but gimel tvochim. So memele, there is no karka. Karka means that it has to be otum. The ground must be otum. But if it's open, it's not considered karka. So that's what he says. Dinoki kamales, because karka is like it. Very mitalt in bal gadol damis. Velo yomru elo bizman shein binesa linesa chol pochet megim. Abu yeish binesa linesa chol pochet megim o chol pochet megim o. So kilobu damis. So then it's considered completely otum at the bottom. So there is a karka. So in other words, so you'll be able to say, how can we apply the halacha of Lobu that to consider that the Rishus HaYochid has a karka? After all, what's the use of this karka if water can go through? So what kind of a karka is it? So he said it doesn't matter, even though water can go through, but it's still a karka. Suppose you have a karka that is not waterproof, the water penetrates through it, so it's not considered karka. So here too. So in other words, through the halacha of Lovut, so it is a karka that is not waterproof. But it's considered otumedabad. It is a karka. Now gav shamayim nechmosos bo lechashim. V'niret t'loigor hashim poches megimul dalet. So the question is, according to the Rach's pshat, so how can we explain this gemara? Avo v'lo yamoron shim b'poches mishleisha. Shim poches mishleisha dalet. Avo yeish b'poches megimul alesim. So it doesn't even make sense. So he says, inoch nami, according to Rach, we are not gireis. In poches megimul dalet, but we are gireis. V'lo yamoron, elo bizman, she in poches megimul. Shein poches megimul. In other words, what does it mean? Shein poches megimul. It is poches megimul. Two negatives. V'lo yamoron, elo b'shein poches megimul. In other words, there is no poches megimul. There is no poches megimul. So what is there? There is no poches megimul, but there is poches megimul. In other words, so that means v'lo yamoron, elo bizman, she'ein b'nesa l'nesa poches megimul. So in other words, there is gimul or more. Avol im yeish b'nesa l'nesa chol poches megimul. But if between one eser and the other it's poches megimul, so then it's lovut. So there is a karka, but it cannot be geiris. V'nirad l'gasinon she'im poches megimul dalet. V'imilei ok. So it cannot be geiris. V'imilei kol acholol konevuvene. So then there is a karka. So the konevuvener constitute the karka. Then how does the Rach explain? Rav Nachmo, maskel Rav Nachmo. Lo melo kol achay lei megudachis mechitz de milo itanya Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda imer. Al merein kelideifne atrasko yer din atin kreshal kone. Hochana merein kelideifne hasrino akumim umisab binam nisorim vinimtzo anisorim mechobol. Now we say they have a big chiddush in gudachis, because like this we would say that gudachis only means that we imagine a sieve, the mechitze goes down in an erect position. Now, if it will go down, if we just imagine that it goes down in an erect position, so it will go down this way, so it will not cover the hollow between the nisorim. So, but according to the Rach, Rav Nachman is saying that we can imagine that the Deif and Asvine goes down not in an erect position, but it goes down in a circular way, so that it covers the hole. So then we have karka too. So we have karka because imagine if this had happened. Now this is let's say now here you have let's say a hole. Let's say here is the karka svino. And you have nisog. And there is hole between one eser and another. And then you have so then and we have here you have here the Deif Ne'asrino, so we should say good achis. I mean, this is just in the mind. So we should say it should go down in a bent position. So the mechitze goes down beneath the hole. So the melee, it covers the hole. So then we have karka. Then we have that. Alright, now, Teisa says, but let's look, let's see whether the Rach is Geir, has our Gersa, or he doesn't have our Gersa. Why should we take the word of Teisa? Let's test it. Now that's the good base and the margin at the bottom. So he says, Romer Avon, alright. Or he says, Meisham, she mock him, Kasim and Kasino, Mocha Bates, Sum Kasino, Mocha Duke, from a Roba Bates and Duke's Holy Milsi, whom Play, she motion who became Admi Mai, Acing Bates at Lau of Bagam, the Ashland Fanish, Shehei, Michitisel, the Kalkisel, Asuin, Nisol, Ubinayam Hollow. ומי הים והנור נכנוסים בו ויישבים בו כמו במאי יישבים ואיסי איסי כך שאפילו אם תספך או פונה או אם נתבאס לזה so that's why we were saying ויומר אבונה כיו שיפרוצו כקרמו להסגינו והם מתאוקנים בו בשעה בשלות בארבע ולא יום מובן שאין בו נסר לנסר חולו שאין בין נסר לנסר חולו פוחת מתמות וחת אבל יש בין נסר לנסר חולו פוחת מתמות וחת כיו נכון פוחת מדימו כאילו עבוד אומר, ראים כאילו אנסורים כאילו מחובור אין איש הלוכים. היי, יאב על פי שמיים נכנסים בו, לא יחשים. So that's the washing of the rach, that it's mentioned. וכשיוס היוכי, היא ומותה לטלקו בחולו. וכי אם היו ניסורים, פוחס מדלת. So first he says, אבל יש בנסה לנסה חולו פוחס מדמות וחת. That's the way Teis was quoted. But then he mentions, אהו גיוסה טוב. V'chein imhoyu nisor poches midalet. Now what's the lashon of our Gemara? V'lo yamoron elashein bipoches mishlei shoah bo avol yeish bipoches migim la bo leslan bo. So he mentions that Gersa too. He says v'chein imhoyu nisor poches midalet the width of the nisor v'yeish bein zel ze yesa migim umileil. וכן אם היו ניסון, פוחס מדל, ויש בין זה לזה יסה מגימו, לא הגימו, ומילס החול שבין הנסורים, קוננבו ולמות אותה בכל. Why did he inject this expression? וכן אם היו ניסון, פוחס מדל. What difference does it make? Whether the width of each נסר is דלת טווחים or it's not דלת טווחים? Who cares? That's not important. The only important question is, what is the hollow? What's the width of the hollow? Whether the width of the hollow is Gimut Vachim or it's less than Gimut Vachim. But the width of the Nisorim, who cares whether it's Dalet, Hey, Vovori, or it's Gimel, or it's two? I mean, who cares? Apparently, where did he get that? Why does he talk about this? Reinim Hoyo Nisorim, Poches Midalet, Vyeish Ben Zele Ze Yesa Megimel. Oigimu, umil yes a hole should be a song. Conne Globin. Why does he mention? So it's mashma that even if the hollow between one eser and the other is gimutvach, or more than gimutvach. So, and there is no conne Globin a place. So then Rabune says, that was a little thing. So, Bamedwam Amurim, when does Rabune say? That if the hollow is gimel or more between one eser and another is gimel tvochim, so there and he did not place konev uvene. So it's also little tale if the width of each yosei is not dalet tvochim, but if the width of each yosei is dalet tvochim, even though the hollow between one eser and the other is gimel. And he didn't fill it up with Kolevu Uvene, it's still a Rishis HaYochid. I mean, otherwise, why does he mention? Why does he mention the Rach? V'chein im oyun yisorin poches vidalet v'yesh bin zele ze yes ani gimel or gimel. So it seems to me, in other words, Tesis does not say, it's not the Tesis didn't pass the test. Tesis passed the test. But Tesis says that we shouldn't be geiris. This girl said that appears in our text. But whereas Tesis accepts the Rach Shite, Mimele, he doesn't accept this text, this girl said. But the Rach himself, he explains it the same way as Tesis explains it, because Tesis adopts the pshat of the Rach, and taste in the Rach holds that we can be accept this text of, and we can explain it so that it will be in harmony with the Rach's pshat. But what? So we can be geiris. So according to the Rach, it means suppose it had been written. Suppose the Gemara had commas, and the Gemara, and it had been written. What would it mean if the Gemara had that system of commas, and it had been written by Chazal? What would it mean? Or let's say better even. Suppose it had been written, V'loy amor on Elohim b'poches mishleisho, semicolon, then abo. Then abo. So what would it mean? It would mean that when do we say that it's also to be mitautel, in the case where it has neither abo, that the wheat of each neser is not abo, that's one thing, nor poches megimu, and there is no poches megimu space, there is gimu space or more than gimu space. In other words, so the lawyer more on when does Rabune say that it's not a rishus ayochi elo when there are two prerequisites. One prerequisite is that the width of each neser is not dalet vachim, not dalet vachim, it's let's say gimel vachim, two vachim, two and a half, three vachim, three and a half vachim, it's less than dalet vachim. So then there is another prerequisite. And another prerequisite. So one prerequisite is Elohim Bipokas Mishleish. In other words, one prerequisite is that there is no Pokas Mishleish space between one Esar and another. And the other prerequisite is Ein Abo, that the width of each Neser is not Dalit Vachim white. Abo Yesh. One of the two prerequisites. Either Pokas Megimu, space, hollow space, or even if there is no vacant space, Pokas Megimu, but each Neser itself, the autumn part of the Neser, I mean the width of each Neser itself is Abo, less than. So in other words, if we have one of these two prerequisites, either the prerequisites of Pochas Mishleish, a vacant space between one Esar and the other, or the prerequisite of the width of Dalet Vochim in each Neser, so then, even without Molinu, Kone Vuvene, so it is still a Rishus HaYochid. Why? Because, so if we have this prerequisite that we don't have to explain, in other words, suppose we have the prerequisite that the house, the vacant space between one Esar and the other is less than Gimel Vochim, so even though each Neser itself is two tvoch, each Neser itself is two tvoch, and then, but the vacant space is also two tvoch. So then, we apply the halacha of Lavud, so we have kar. And suppose you have another situation, that the vacant space is gimel tvochim, or more than gimel tvochim. But each Neser itself is Dalet Vachim Wai. Each Neser itself is Dalet Vachim Wai. but the vacant space is three or more or four tvachim. So then it's also alright. Why? Because if the width of each nesar itself is dalet tvachim, so then this nesar itself is a karaka is a rishus hayochid. It has the shiur of karaka rishus hayochid. And so on top of each nesar. So on top of each nesar, it's a rishus hayochid. It has mechitzes. All the mechitzes, it's surrounded. Each nesar is surrounded by the mechitzes of the svino. It's a real svino. According to the Rach, it's like a house. It's a big svino. It can be a big svino. So in other words, it has valleys, and it has a floor too. But the floor is made of nisot. And each nesar is dalet tvachim wide. But between one portion of the floor and the other portion of the floor, there is vacant space, three tvachim or more than three tvachim. So mainly, each portion of the floor, each nesar itself is a rishus hayochid. It has dalet mechitzes, then it has a karak of dalet. This portion of the floor is a rishus hayochid. This portion of the floor is a rishus hayochid. This portion of the floor. So then you ask, so that's about the nisorim portion of the floor. I mean, how about the vacant portion of the svino? That doesn't tell me karaka. So the answer is, since this portion of the svino, so is a rishus hayochid, this portion of the svino is a rishus hayochid, so mele, the vacant portion is called rishus hayochid. So it's also rishus hayochid. This is what, so in other words, so it seems that the Rach accepted this girse, but he explained it, when do we say that it's osea? Then when both prerequisites are missing. Number one, shein bipachas mishleish. Number two, ein abo. The width of each nesar is ein abo. The ein modifies pachas mishleish, and it modifies also the abo. Abo yeish. Either pachas megimu or abo. Abo yeish pachas megimu kama abo. So it's either pochas megimul abo less lambo, without be filling it up with konevuvene. Limalinu konevuvene less lambo. I mean that's so. Teisves accepts the Rach's pshat, but he Teisves feels that if we accept this girse, so it's a deichak to read it in these words. But the Rach himself, he also know. So this is what he said. V'lo yamor bizman sheim bo nesal inesa chol pochet migimu tvachim. Avo yeh bo nesal inesa chol pochet migimu tvachim. Kivu de chol pochet migimu. Kilo vidomo. Rei nil ansorim kivu mchuborin isha lochim. Hei. V'afo pi shamayim nechnosim bo. Lo yichashinu. Chshusha yochidi. Umut ato vachulo. V'chei nimo yom nisorim. Pochet midalet. V'yeh bin zor. Even though neither prerequisite is present. The nisorim on one hand, so the width of each nesar is pachas midalet. So this prerequisite is lacking. And then on the other hand, the vacant space is yes amigimu, so the other prerequisite is also lacking. But if he fills it up with kanegulovene, so then it's mutar l'tahod l'chul. Like Vaski Valo, Rav Nachman, Lomaloch Kulahai, Lene Gudachis Mechitze, Pirish Rebe Lipcho, Ki Yu Atchetich, Ki Min Klaf, Min Amchitze, Shein Dafne Habeitzis, U Ma'amid Bika Ki Yoso, Vinimtzi U Hanisorim Kulon Ki Lom Choboresei, Milu Tanya Rabbi Yisra Rabbi Yudai Imanu Atzkonu Bishis Rabin, Vini Abarei Shei Traskul, Rochav Dali Tvochim, Vizorach Mishis Rabin, Vachalkad Of Chayev, Al Ma'amrinu Gudachis Mechitze, Zirein Ki Lom Dafne Atraskul, Yeir Din Adikri Shal Kone, וחיו יש ביקרי דלת וחיו הוכנם עיני כלידף נעשבינו עקומי ומסבי ויאנסון. All right, so let's go. Now, the Oruch is very strange here. In one area he mentions the Rach Pshat, and in another area he mentions a Pshat that is very similar to Rashi, but it's not like Rashi's pshat. We saw last time. In other words, Rashi applies this gemore when the Gemara says, when Rabbuna says, Avod Yish B'Pachas Migim L'Arbo, less Lambo, so only if you have, if the Deifna Svino on the whole, from the Karka Svino after here is much more than 10, it's at least 13. But if the whole Deifna Svino from the Karkois Svino up to here is only 10, so then Rabbuna wouldn't say that if Avol Yeish B'Pachas Migim L'Arbo less Lambo. But from the Och it's Mashma, that even if it the day for Nasvino is just 10 Pachim Tzumtzumis, so still Rabbuna says Yeish B'Pachas Migim L'Arbo less Lambo. Now let's see the two eras in the Och. One is in Beitzas. So he says there, it's just the Meshah and Pirish, but say so, Svinis Tanis, Shemehalchis Lutne Agdelis, Vimkin Mari Morti, Shein Agdelis Yechelis Olechashon, Vinichnosim Victano, Vietzinu Yaboshon, Vikala, Umalechas, Apil the Beitzes. Vilochin Nikro. Butzia, Umishan, Kelly, Shmail, Mason, the Kikone God, Bin Kain, Agmemai, Kimbeja, Yishgumo, Vaisil and Svinis Tanis Kalis, Yesha Isil, Svinis Dilis, Svino Kalos, Yeshlot Fanis, Shei Mechitis, Uvi Arisaholo, Chiasuo Minisori, Shase Vare, Vamai Nichnosim, the Rachchat, Vamai Nichnosim, Bobli Tit Valeo. So, in other words, so then he says, "Upir shacher beir agot." It's beir agut here, but there is no vok here. Beir agut. So that's rachs pshat. So here in Erech Beitzas, he mentions the rachs pshat. Rachs pshat. Now then in Erech Gut, Gimudalet. Pitzeiso yonir stanis, chichobis mil mailo, uksoris mil mato, ugvois yutvoch. So that's the difference between Rashi and him. Because according to Rashi, Saravune has reference to a case where it's more than yud, it's at least 13. Otherwise, he wouldn't say that pochis migimu yeish dalet, so then less lambo. He wouldn't say it. But he says, that Ravuna has referenced the case where it is just yud from here, from the karkasvina, from here, up to the top, it's just yud. So from here, it's less than yud. From here, it's 7 plus. From here, it's 7 plus. Still, Ravuna says that in a poches migimu abo, less than yud. Now let's see what he says. So he says, chobis mi mailo, uktsoris mi mato, ugvois yud rochit. Bechidin deinon rechovis lemato dalet al dalet, einon bishusayochi gmur, di biinon dumye dechritz, goveya asoro virochet dalet, vehilkach, ki karmeles dom, vehmitaltulein bohem elo vidalet amis. So why Rashi says the division, as to why, it's not yushusayochi, is because it's not rochet Mimato Dalet, is because it's in the Chitzet Luyo. It's in the Chitzet Luyo. But he says not because of the Chitzet Luyo. So he says because Dalet is like it. Binon Dunya Dechritz, Govea Asorov Rochet Dalet. But here it's not Rochet Dalet. It's not Rochet Dalet. Here the Karkas, you know, it's a Mashu. It's not Dalet. It's a Mashu. not because of mechitzat tluya. V'loy amoron eloshein b'tachti tei b'poches mikimut tvochi geiva dalet tvochim recha. Avol yeish b'poches mikimu v'dalet less lambo v'chol poches mikimu kelo v'dome v'nachshev shirichovo ad limato abo tvochim u'mutal tal tvochim. So what do we see from this all? Now, in regard to this question, both apply, Rashi and the Oruch, apply the, not the lovud of Mechitzes, but the other din of lovud, of Ka'ares Michtedam. So, Kismine Smith, and that isn't limited Dafke to Karake, it applies to Romu too, I mean, to the Karka Smine too. So, in other words, so this din of Romu we are applying, according to the Rashi and according to the Oruch. But, whereas, it seems that whereas according to Rashi, so the aloche of lovut of Keares Michtedamye implies not that the chayfetz is down, but that the surface of the karka goes up, as if there had been an elevation, shakarka ilo lemalo, as the Ramban says in Mohammed's, in the sugya of Averes, and in the Chedushim there in the Tzuge. So the shite of the Oruch appears the opposite. In other words, that the aloche of Kol poches migimu kares michtedamye is not that the karka goes up, but that the chifetz is down. Not that there is a bump, an elevation on the karka, on the surface of the karka, but that it goes down. So Mimele, he said as follows. He explained it the same way as Rashi. So in other words, the svino is like this. So if it is, let's say, poches, if it's ein bipoches megim labo, so then it's not a mishayochid. Why? Because not because of mechitzat tluya. So the according to Oruch, it's not because of mechitzat tluya, but because there is no mokin dalet. There is no mokin dalet. Mashein kein bipoches megim. Let's say at this point where the shipua starts. So this is only two tvochim from the karkas asvino, it's only two tvochim from here. So then we apply the aloche, kol poches migimu kisvine smich d'damye. According to Rashi, it means that this goes up. But according to the Oruch, kol poches migimu kisvine smich d'damye, or kares mil d'damye, that this is down. In other words, here, this point that is poches migimu from the karkas asvino, has dalet. Has the shear of Dalet. At this point, it has the shear of Dalet. It has the shear of Dalet. But here we don't have the karka. Here it's hollow. Here it's just hollow. But we say, Kisvine smich d'damye. So it doesn't mean that this goes up. In other words, that this shear of Dalet that is here is considered as if it had been here. But you'll say, it's here. That's the aloha bubble. Of kol poches migimu kares michtedamye. Not the way the Ramban in Lachamis and Rashi explain it. That kares michtedamye means that the surface of the karka goes up. That the surface of the svino, the surface of the karka svino goes up. No. That this is down. We have to imagine as if this we have here. What kind of a shear do we have here? From here to here. We have dalet. Dalet tvochi. A distance of Dalet Ames. So it is considered as if this distance of Dalet Ames had been here. But Rashi cannot say it because Rashi shita is that the aloch of Kares Michtedami is that the karka goes up within a vicinity of less than Gimel Tvachim. But according to the Oruch, it means that this is down. So you have to imagine, we have here a distance of Dalet Tvachim from here to here. So, but this is here, it's not here. So, because of the aloha of Lovud, of Garis Mirdamye, it's considered, this distance of Dalet is considered to be over here at the bottom. After all, I mean, what distance is there? Very little, less than Gimel Tvoch. So, Mimele, it's considered to have him Mokin Dalet, or Kalka Dalet, whatever it is. Now, so that is all right. That part of the Oruch is all right. The strange thing in the Oruch is how he explains the other halacha. V'chi ein bipoches migimu. He says, בכל פוחס מגימו כולו בדובר, ונחשי שומד מטה בו את פוח מצל תוכל, וכאין בפוחס מגימו עבור, so then there is no din of lavut. So then, mokim dalet is lacking, mokim dalet, kalka dalet, whatever you want. But dalet is lacking, is lacking. But if he filled up, here he put reeds, from here to here, so then, v'chi, ein bipoches midim labo, is malinu ois and gimu tvochim, kane v'uvene, kiven de nira li nai, oise hakotzea, less lombo, di mutea li tautel bichul. But the question is, so because the Fimara saying, it looks as if the whole Rishus HaYochid is Rochedal. As if the whole Rishus HaYochid is Rochedal. Even though it's Rochedal only from this point on, but from here to here, there is no Dalet. From here till here, there is no Dalet. But since Lifimare Sain, and it kidn the nearly naim he say akotzea less lombo the mutal talukhla, and something else is mashma from the old, because you see according to all the other sheni, so malikole vuvene doesn't mean that he has to fill up the whole hollow from here till here with kone vuvene. He just has to place a kone and a vuvene from here to here, and even though beneath the kone vuvene there will still be a hollow left, it doesn't matter. But from the lotion of the Oruch, it's mashma. V'chiyayim b'pochas v'gim la'apo, ismalin o'is e'gim u'tvochim kone v'uvene. It has to be filled up, not just to place a kone from here to here, but it has to be made completely filled up. The whole hollow, beneath that, beneath the point where the shipua starts, has to be filled up. So then, with Marasayim, it will look as if the whole thing is Rochedalet. That the Rechav of the Rishus HaYochid in its entirety, the Rechav of the Rishus HaYochid in its entirety is Dalet. Now, so first of all, we have to say one thing in according to the Or. Now, we saw there is a machlekes between Rashi and Teisves in the Sugi of Kaveres. Because in the Sugi of Kaveres, so Teisves says that Kofi Alpio, Shiro Mechto Chayef, Shiro Mechto Potter, as reference to the case where it's Rechovovo. But if it's not Rechovovo, so he says, "Avo eini rochevov, afu zayin amachto chayev, lo amrino lovu dalu b'mechitzes, u'mechitzes lechshiv el kishini shom rochedal." So even though here it's not necessary in order to be poter that it should be considered a rishus hayochid, as long as it's a good in walking tour, so he's already poter. Still, Teisa says, "No, if it's not kof al pio." So the shulei ha-kaveres is mafzik, so then we cannot say lavut, so mimele, it's not agdi mokito. Why? Because if it's not rochevo. Because if a deifen does not encircle, a hollow space of dalet al dalet, it doesn't have a chalashe mechitze. Not only it doesn't have a din mechitze to convert the enclosure into a rishus hayochid, he doesn't have a chalish and mechitz altogether. That's the issue. But Rashi Shite is not like that. Rashi Shite is that Kofi Alpio has referenced the case where it's not rechovable. Where it's not rechovable. But if it is rechovable, then according to Rashi, as we pointed out at that time, so he'll be put there even if it's chivo mashu, not after if it's chivo machu. Why? So when do we say that Shivo Machzo is poter even if it's not rechovable? So why do we say Shivo Machzo is poter? Because it's Agdin Mokimtu. Why is it Agdin Mokimtu? Because when the Deifen comes within Pochim Gimot Pochim from the Karaka, then it's considered as if it went out. the law would have mechitzes. But if it encircles, say, our space less than the Allah Dalet, it shouldn't have a mechitzes. So we pointed out at that time that Rashi is chilikan thesis. That Rashi shita is that if it doesn't enclose a space of Dalet Dalet, it does not have a din mechitze to convert the enclosed space into a shizayoch. But halisha mechitze it has. What's the significance of such a mechitze? It is capable of being mafkia the shem reshizarav. I mean, so, but it has a halisha mechitze. It has a halisha mechitze. That's Rashi. But even Rashi is made that in order to be a mechitze that can be, that in order to be considered as a chefze of mechitze, so that the enclosed space will acquire a din of Rishus Ayochi, so it must, the mechitze must enclose a space of the Alva Dalet. That Rashi is also made. Rashi Shita is that the Dalet al Dalet is a requirement in Rishus Ayochit, but it's not a requirement in the Shem Mechitze. It can have a Shem Mechitze even if it doesn't enclose the space of Dalet al Dalet. But to confer a Shem Rishus Ayochit, if it doesn't enclose a space of Dalet al Dalet, that's certain. Even Rashi is made. And Teisa Shita is that if it doesn't enclose a space of Dalet al Dalet, it doesn't even have a Chalisha Mechitze. Not only it doesn't have a Chalisha Mechitze to confer a status of Rishus Ayochid upon the enclosed space, it doesn't have a Chalisha Mechitze at all. Now, but from the Oruch, now the Oruch says that if it's Poches Migimul Arbo, if it's Poches Migimul Arbo, so then it's considered, even though the whole height of the mechitza of the Deif Masrino, from here, from the lowest point up to up to the top of the Deifen, is 10 mitzum tzomis, still it is a Rishus Ayochid. But the kashi is, how can it be Rishus Ayochid after all? At the bottom, just beneath, if he was, if I mean, that was if, even if it's not the Abo, even if the Abo is already killed for him, above the Kakois Asino, but if he was Mimali, become a Ruven, so then it is a Rishayochid. But the question is, how can it have been a Rishayochid? There is no Mokim Dalet, there is no Mokim Dalet, there is no Mokim Dalet. There in that space, in that lower portion of the Sino, beneath the place where the Kone Vuvenah, beneath the point where the Kone Vuvenah plays. So he says, since he filled up the whole thing, this whole lower portion, so it's not Nikah. So if anyone who looks at the Sino, what kind of an impression will he get? That the width of the Svino is Dalet Vav. So the question is, alright. So that explains as to how it can be a Rishus Ayochid, even though the lower portion of the Svino, the portion from here to here, is not Dalet Vav, right? Because it's filled up. So a person only sees the width from this point down. From this point down, up to the top, it's Dalet Vav wide. So it looks like Dalet Vav wide. So it's a Rishayochit. But in order to be Rishayochit, it must have Mechitzes, 10 Tvachim high. So from this point on, you see, so from this point on, up to the top, it's only 7 Tvachim high. And the other 3 Tvachim do not enclose a space of Dalet al Dalet. So according to Teitzves, it doesn't even have a Chalishem Rishayochit. It doesn't even have a Chalishem Mechitze. And according to Rashi, or right, it can have a Chalishem Mechitze in order to be Mavkia from the enclosure, the Din Rishus Rabin. But in order to confer a Din Rishus Ayochit, that even according to Rashi not. And here it has a Din of Rishus Ayochit. How can it have a Rishus Ayochit? It does not have a Chalishem Mechitze. The 3 Tvachim at the bottom. The 3 Tvachim at the bottom of the Deif Nasrino is does not have Shem Mechitze, because only from here on it encloses a space of Dalet Dalet. So we see that all Chshite is that even if a Kesel is makif a space less than Dalet Dalet, it still has a Chalisha Mechitze. It's still a Chalisha Mechitze. So Mechitze we have. It has a Shem Mechitze from the bottom till the top. It has a Chalisha Mechitze. But the problem is with a Mokin Dalet. So he says, since he filled up the lower portion, so Mimele Limaris Inayi, so it looks as if the Vishus Ayochit, has a Mokin Dalet, so Mimele, it's considered a Vishus Ayochit. So two things we can deduce from the Oroch. Number one, that the Oroch Shiti is that if a Mechitze offends, a Kesa encloses a space less than Dalet al Dalet, it still has a Chalisha Mechitze. Now it is Chalik and Teze Shit. Dafres. And number two, we can deduce from the Oruch that the Oruch himself doesn't require Karka Dalet. He doesn't require Karka Dalet because in this case, so you will say the Konev Uven itself is Karka Dalet. But from the Karka Dalet means the beginning of the Rishus HaYochid. But from the Konev Uven up to the top of the Mechitze, there is only 7 Tvachim. So that could not supply the Karka Dalet, the Konev Uven. So Karka Dalet is lacking. So it's mashma that the Oruch Shiti is, there is no requirement of Karka Dalet. But even though the lower portion of is not in all the Tashmish of Dalet, but since with Imarasai, the whole Svino Lip appears to be a mocking role in Tashmish of Dalet, even though Bimtzias, not the whole mocking, not every portion is role in Tashmish of Dalet, but it doesn't matter. Of course, that's a big chiddush. But if the whole Shita had been that we require Karka Dalet, so here we don't have Karka Dalet. What do you say? The Konev Uven is the Karka Dalet. But the Konev Uven, that's in the middle of the Rishus HaYochid. Karka Dalet means the ground. What does the ground mean? Where the Rishus HaYochid begins, not it has a Karka in the middle of the Rishus HaYochid. So that wouldn't be considered. That wouldn't be considered as a Karka Dalet. So it's a raya that the Oruch Shiti is that we don't need the Karka Dalet, only Mokin Tashmish of Dalet. So, but we don't have here a Mokin Tashmish of Dalet. So he says, if it was Memalik Konev Uvene, so then it is considered, since Lifimagasai, the whole Svino, he looks as being Dalet Vochim white, so Memele it's considered to be Mokin Tashmish of Dalet. But that in itself is strange. But this apparently is the Pshat in the Oruch.
Shusamachin Shabbos Chav Zayin Aru Heitavshon Zayin March 17th, 1977 on Thursday.
Now the Teisves, we up to the Teisves, that Kupalev from Dalet, Vizoha Kinoch Al Gab of Chay, V'may Disalko Daita Chashte, Dein Chiluk, Dein Mechitze Demayim Lishon Mechitzes, V'salko Daita Chname Do Itzvigar Abonin Alei Rabi Yisbe Rabi Yude, V'imotze Laakshuy Amai Hot Nam V'feri Kitzet Mishtatvin, Gzustra Shelemayim Namayim Mimali Mimenu, אלו אם כינוסו לו מחיצה יוד. מה הצורך מחיצה יוד? לא אם מחיצה יוד תיסקה כמו יבטרסק. So the catch of Tesis is, according to this, have a minute of the Gemara, that Rabbonon anat chili kan Rabbi Yisab Rabbi Yud. So how will the have a minute of the Gemara explain this din, the Mishnah Neiradon, that it must have a mechitza yud? After all, Rabbi Yisab Rabbi Yud says that even though it does not have mechitzas yud, in other words, Tesis is certainly assuming, like the other Losh in the Miri, that Rabbi Yitzhak Rabbi Yehuda has reference
to the case where he does not have tvanis yud, not like the Russian that where Rabbi Yisip Rabbi Yude has referenced the case where the traskel has tvanis yud. So Rabbi Yisip Rabbi Yude says that even if there are no tvanis yud, we still say gudachis. And the Aramin was that Rabbi not chelik Rabbi Yisip Rabbi Yude. So why does the Mishnah say in Erevim by Xustresh in Ma'alim Namayi in Ma'alim Menon Kinosel Mechitzi Yud? Matzorch Mechitzi Yud Veloi Mechitzi Yud Tizkek Mevitraskel. So Tezer gives a teres the daf kal gabov koshiv le Rabbi Yisip Rabbi Yude Rishta Yochi. Avol imatoloi dilohoche lo yahane gudachis. So this is in line with what Teisve said, Daf Tzadik Tes on the Veis, that even according to Rabbi Yisip Rabbi Yude by Traskel, so only Limayu on the Traskel, so it has a din of Rishus Ayochi. But Limato not. Even though according to Rabbi Yisip Rabbi Yude we say good achis, so that means that mechitzes go down after the karka. So there is mechitzes, so why shouldn't Limato be considered Rishus Ayochi? So we explained it at that time. In other words, the Teisve Shite is that in order to become a Rishus Ayochid, so there must be two things. First of all, we must have the Heftz of Mechitze. So the Heftz of Mechitze can be supplied even though there is no actual Mechitze. But if Al Pidim, on the basis of Gudasik or Gudachis, so we consider as there is the Mechitze, so we have a Heftz of Mechitze too. So you imagine as if there had been the Heftz of Mechitze. But in order to become a Rishus Ayochid, it must be shut off. It must be Mukev Mechitzes, and it must be shut off from the adjoining environment. So Mimele, Teisa says, so even according to Rabbi Yisrael, they say Gudachi, so you have the Heftz of Mechitze. But Chotutz at the bottom it isn't. Chotutz at the bottom it isn't. So Mimele, it's not a Rishus Ayochid. But on top, it's not considered, but on top is a Rishus Ayochid. Because on top is certainly Chotzos. So the Daf Kal Gabo Choshel Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yudah Rishus Ayochid. Avul Mataloi, the Lohoche Lehan Gudachis. Iname, Hode Binom Gabi Gzustre Mechitze Yud, Haime Litalti, Avul Lizreik Loi Boye Mechitze Yud, Kmoi Bitrask, Also, we can say it's not muchach, but it's possible that the pshat in the second lashon of Teisve is that whereas in the first lashon Teisve says, as Teisve said, Daf Tzadik Tes Amud Beis, that even according to Rabbi Yisip Rabbi Yude, it's only a Rishus Ayochid on top, but at the bottom not. So in the second lashon Teisve says the reverse, that according to Rabbi Yisip Rabbi Yude, that we say gudachis, so even at the bottom it's a Rishus Ayochid. Even at the bottom it's a Rishus Ayochid. So then the question arises, so why, so according to Hava Min of the Gemara, that the Rabbonan are not in Mechilik and Rabbi Yitzim Rabbi Yudeh, so why does the Mishnah Yerevim require Mechitzes Yud? So he says, that's only with the Rabbonan we require Mechitzes Yud. But Midraise, we say Gudachis. Midraise, Rabbi Yitzim Rabbi Yudeh says, we say Gudachis, even though we don't know Mechitzes Yud. But with the Rabbonan, we must have mechitzes yud. So, in am hodi bilu gabi zustre mechitzes yud hainer litalti. Aber lizrek, lo iboi mechitzes yud. In other words, to be chayev midraise, if somebody is erring from the Rishus Rabbim into that enclosure, so lo iboi mechitzes yud, because midraise, it is a Rishus Ayochid even without mechitzes yud on the base of gudachis. Kmoi betrask, vehochev, vohochev, hochev poich, leime gudachis, vichehech edom Rabbi Yisip Rabbi Yud, gudachis, kishein shom mechitzes yud, Remember Rishus Ayochid Lishayev Hochename Bisvino Sheyesha Mechitze Yud Islo Limeima Gudachis Aflital. So just as Rabbi Yisip Rabbi Yudah says Gudachis Kisheyesha Mechitze Yud Remember Rishus Ayochid Lishayev So Memele But Mid Rabbonon We must have Mechitze Yud So Memele By Svino We have Mechitze Yud So it should be Mutar Mid Rabbonon too. So in other words, so there are two lishenes in Teisves as to whether, according to Rabbi Yisip Rabbi Yud, that we say gudachis, so whether it is considered as a Rishus Ayochid at the bottom. So that according to the first lashon in Teisves at the bottom, it's not considered a Rishus Ayochid, but only if there is mechitzes yud, then it's considered a Rishus Ayochid even at the bottom. But if if there is no mechitzes yud, so it's only considered on the basis of gudachis rishayochid on top. And the second lashon teisves is that according to Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yude, we say gudachis, so it's considered rishayochid even with the bar. But midrabono, Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yude is made that we must have mechitzes yud. Now this gemara says. Boy, when I have told him, Robin, Mechitze Tluye Maus at the Behove, Womale, a Mechitze Tluye Materis, Elo Bimai, Kalushe Kiloha Homin Bimai. The expression used in the Gemara is Kalushe Kiloha Homin Bimai. Now, what does it mean? Does it mean it's a Rabbonon, it's a special Kule Chachomin? It doesn't seem that it's a special Kule of a special Takones Chachomin, a special Kule by the Chachomin. Because the reason is why by might we do say gudachis, and by yaboshe we do not say gudachis, is because by mind there is no pkiyas gdohi, and pkiyas dogim losh lo pkiye, so mele there is nothing to be mevatel de mechitze, ma she'in kein, so mele even according to Rabbonon of Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda we say gudachis, ma she'in kein de yaboshe. So pkiyas gdoyim ishmo pkiyeh, so it's mevatel, the pkiyas gdoyim is mevatel the mechitze. So we cannot say gudachis. So it's mevatel, it's mevatel the kaloche. Why does the Gemara say el b'mayim talu shekil chachomim? So we could say that the pshat in talu shekil chachomim, not that the chachomim applied a certain kule. No. The chachomim declared that b'mayim it's kal. Why? Because pkiyas dogim loshma pki. Now, but it seems that there is a machlekes in Eiradin. There is a machlekes rishenim between the Ritvo and the Rajbo. The Ritvo in Eiradin daf pivov and the Rajbo in Avedes HaKiddush. Now, the Gemore now, here I ask you to go over the Gemara in Eiradin and in Sukkah. So the Mishnah in Sukkah, Dafte Zayin Amud Aleph, mentions the machlekes between the Rabbonon and Rabbi Yezi as to whether Mechitze Tluya Basuko is effective or is not effective. Suppose you have a Sukkah, the furnace of the Sukkah. So it's 10 Tvochim high, but it doesn't go down to the Karg. And it doesn't even go down to poches migimot vochim from the karki. If it goes down to poches migimot vochim, then it's considered that it goes down to the karki. So it remains suspended bavya. But from the lowest point of the Deif Nasuka up to the highest point, there is 10 tvochim. So according to Rabbonon, it's a mechitze tluyo. So it's not a good mechitze. So the suki is not a good suki. According to Rabbi Yisi, so it is a good suki. Some shall shall tvanis milmato lemato im gavayim norishlish tvachim psula milmato lemailo im gavayim asorat tvachim sheiro. Rabbi Yisai mekishim shall mato lemailo asorat tvachim kach milmailo lematas asorat tvachim. So in other words, that's a machlekes with me. According to Rabbi Yisai, mechitzat tluya by suki is good. According to Rabbonon, it's not. Bimayko mifli. So mal sova mechitzat tluya materes. Mal sova mechitzat tluya materes. Then the Gemara mentions the machlekes between the Rabbonon and Rabbi Yehuda. In Eretz, Be'er Shebe'ish Tehatzeira is in Malon and Bishabes, El in Kinosu and Mechitza Sorot Vochi, Be'im Yomailo, Be'im Yomato, Be'im Bisechei, Repshim Gamliel in Me'er, Bishama Yim Yomailo, Bisileim Rim Yomato, Omer Reb Yehude. So in other words, so only if the Mechitza is in the Mayim, if the Mechitza is in the Mayim, if it goes into the Ugnei HaBe'er, so B'mayim Ikilo, Mashein Kein, if there is no mechitza in the mayim, it doesn't go into the ugnei abeya. So then we don't say gedachis. Amar Rabbi Yude lo itehei mechitza dilam nakeisal shebenei. So without a special mechitza. So I mean, even I mean, so memele. So Rabbi Yude, according to Rabbi Yude, so we say gedachis. A mechitza tluya is good. So. Omar Rabbi Vachon, Omar Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yude, Bishides Rabbi Yisiyom. Yom HaMechitza Tluya Materes. Veloi, loi Rabbi Yude Sova Alo, Ki Rabbi Yisi, veloi Rabbi Yisi Sova Alo, Ki Rabbi Yude. loy rabbi de sabal ot rabbi yisi at kan kam rabbi de osam bur ve khatsir de rabono av lo khasuk de rais loy ve loy rabbi yisi sabal ot rabbi de at kan kam rabbi yisi hoche lo bisuk de mitzvah sase av shabbes dis a skill loy so the hit what the same gemore is we have the gemore in erev daf pivov so the ritvo in erev daf pivov says the tzins the gemore says here Gemara says here, "Ad kan l'kama Rabbi Yisi ochel b'suke d'mitzvah sasei." Avol Shabbos this a skill eloi. It's a skill eloi. So that means that the whole din of mechitzat luya ain't a matter. According to the Rabbonon of Rabbi Yisi, Rabbi Yudei is the Rabbonon dikaloch. Midrai say Rabbonon amayin to Rabbi Yisi, Rabbi Yudei that the mechitzat luya is effective in everything in suke tu. But midrabbonon mechitzat luya is in a matter. So and Rabbi Yisi holds that even Rabbonon it's alright. So Memele, we can distinguish between Shabbos and Tzuki. That's the ritual, that pivot. Kan lekom rabbi isi elo besuki lifum hay time mechitze tluya materesi dvar teo dichim nishay mechitze achasi heiche polik bid reise bimisus asil isa skiller elo vada deins on the rabbonon dika besuke ukmu ad reise so des the ritva shike so me meile kom to a ritva where you can understand this loshin the gemara el b'mai mikalu ishi yikilu chachomim b'mai in other words it's a special cooling. It is kept special cool because mechitzat tluya. The whole aloha of mechitzat tluya is that the inner materis is only midrabbonon. So kalu sheikilu chachomim, kalu sheikilu chachomim. However, from the Rashbo in Avodas Hakodesh, it's mashma that mechitzat tluya is inner materis. That's the derisa d'aloha. And again, Yankee from Erev. So he also says the same thing. So in other words, we have a machlekes between the Ritva and the Rashbo and Avodas Hakodesh as to whether the halacha of mechitzat tluya in materes, whether it's a deraisa halacha or not, according to the Rashbo. So midraisa it's not materes. According to the Ritva, midraisa it is materes. Midraisa it is materes. So according to the Rashbo, we have to say Kalu sheikilu chachomim ma'im doesn't mean a special kule because it's midrabonon. So memele there is a special kule that the chachomim applied. That the chachomim declared that b'mayim is kal. Why is b'mayim kal? Midraisa it's kal. This was the declaration of the chachomim, the psak of the chachomim. Why? Because b'mayim there is no pkiyas gdoyim, and pkiyas dogim is lo shmotki. Is lo shmotki. Now. One could say, but it's not muchach in any way. I mean, one could say, but it's not muchach, that this question as to whether mechitzat tluya is the raisa dika aloche, or is the rabbonon dika aloche, should be tolu. One could argue that it is tolu in that chayle that Reb Chaim discusses, as to whether yogishayochit must have karki. Now, what does mechitzat tluya by definition mean? Mechitzat tluya by definition means that the mechitzah doesn't go down to what? To the karak. So memele, it's very reasonable that if we say that karak is a necessary ingredient in Rishus Hayochi, so memele, it's very reasonable to assume that since Rishus Hayochi must have karak, So the mechitze, so midraise, the mechitze must go down to the karka. However, if we say that Yerushalayim doesn't require karka, so why should there be a lochem midraise that the mechitze tluy? What does mechitze tluy mean? Mechitze tluy means that it doesn't go down. The mechitze doesn't go down to the karka, to the ground of the Yerushalayim. But there is no requirement of a ground. Rishayochi doesn't have to have a ground. So you could say that's the aloche. I mean, mechitzes. It's aloche mechitzes. That it must go down to the karake. But it's more mistaber. If we say that Rishayochi does not require karake, so it's more mistaber to say like the Rit. So it's more mistaber to say like the Rit. But muchach it isn't. Alright. Now. ויש בקוצר שלי גימו פירש בקונטרס גובה מן האורץ גובה מן האורץ וקוש דימו דק הרבה כמו יקונה הבית מו יתרסקו ומבטל בקי הסגויים ומבטל בקי הסגויים גודחץ. So we explain the Rashi. In other words, the Rashi holds that the height of the Gdoyim themselves is 3 tvachim. So memele, if it is just if the Kotzer Shalei is just Gimel, not more than Gimel, so Memele, there is no Pkias Doim, even though it is still possible for the Doim to push themselves through by bending and folding their goof, but in Derechli is Chakik Beivla Betachashipuei. So it's not considered that there is Pkias Doim. In as much as the Doim have to strain themselves in order to push themselves through. So Memele, even the Rabbonon say that there is Gudachis, because the Rabbonon agree with the Aloch of Gudachis. Only thing is Pkias Doim. But if it is just the Kotzer Shalei, just Gimel, then there is no Pkias Doim. Alright, so that's Rashi Shite. But Eis V'Shite is V'Nira L'Ri. Da'ai B'Kotzer Shalei Gimel, Haile She'yeish B'Uve HaKotzer Gimel, V'Chivim She'yeish B'Uve HaKotzer Gimel, U'Lemailo Rochev Dalet, Shaya B'Gudachis. Shaya B'Gudachis. In other words, it means that in the first 3 tvachim, so it the thickness of the amud is gimel, and then on top of it it's dalet. So since there is such a narrow space, so memele there couldn't be any pkias doim. This is cases pshat. But the Ram mentions in the name of Teisves something else. Something that Teisves doesn't say.
ויש בקוצר שלישי או ברכב קומה וקשה לי דים אין ממוקים דלת על דלת עד הקרקע שלישי נעים אלובות ולא מלון טיימד גודחיס מחיץ דים אין ממוקים דלת על דלת עד הקרקע שלישי. Thesis doesn't say that we are dealing with the case where from the mokim dalet up to the karka is less than Shleish. Tesis doesn't say that. On the contrary, our Tesis says that there is Shleish
from the Mokim Dalet. There is Shleisha from the Mokim Dalet to the Karaka. But since in the Kotzeir, the thickness is only Gimel Tvachim, so Melech Doim couldn't be Bekeya through such a narrow passage. But he mentions in the name of Tesis something else. He says that this Gemara, when do the Rabbonon say here that we say Gudachis in a case where there isn't Shleisha from the Mokim Dalet to the Karak? So he has the Kashe, the Imkein, the Imi Mokim Dalet Shleisha at Kakosi. So he has the Kashe, but that's not our taste, that's something else. That's another taste. So he has the Kashe, the Imi Mokim Dalet al Dalet at Akaraka Shleisha, Nele Lobut, the long time Gudachim Kisle, so it's a very strong Kashe. So then, why do we have to base it upon Gudachis? We don't have to resort to Gudachis, because of the aloha of Kopoches Megimul, Kares Mich the Dam. So then he says, really nire, di neim elovud, that ain't a chaname, that the Rabbonon have reference to the case, where from the Mokim Dalet up to the Karaka, there is less than Shleish. So, but then the question is, so why do we have to resort to Gudachis? So he says, we have to resort to Gudachis. Really nire, di neim elovud, en gebi shalamud asoro eloshim o mashu, ואין רשות היורד דדימור דחשבינון כי להקר כאילו אדמוקים דלד על דלד ונמצא שאת המימאית גאי והגים הוא פוחס משהו וכן פיר שרשז פיר רשז על יהודה מצוס למישכן ואורך אגב עמוד לדוק לפושנה So he says that the name of Tesis that in the name of the Rabbonon when they say the Yeish because of Shalai Gimu so it means the Yeish because of that Mokim Dalet al Dalet Shleisha at Kakos. So why do we have to resort to Lavut? Because without the Aloha of Lavut, so then I could say Karas Mich Damye. So what's the Pshat Karas Mich Damye? See if the Karaka goes up. If the Karaka goes up, so we have to, so he says, so we start the 10 Tvochim from the upper level. Not from the lower level. Now, when we learned the sugya of Kaveres, so we saw that according to the Ramban, so that is the machlekes between Rove and Ravashi, because Kofar Pio Shivo Machzo is Potter, and Ravashi says Afilu Shivo Machzo is Chay. So according to all the other Rishonim. So this Gemore is applying the Lovut of Mechitzes. But according to the Ramban, no. By Kaelin, everybody agrees that we don't apply the Aloche of Lovut of Mechitzes. But it's the Aloche of Lovut of Kares Mich Damye. So Memele, according to Rove, so when Shivo Mechzo, when the Kaveres, that is Shivo Mechzo, reaches Poches Migimul Tvochim from the Karke, so then it's considered as Noch. Then it's considered as Noch and Mimele, so it's Lemailo Maso. And Ravashi says, Mechitzes Lesechna Suyeis, because the Pshat in Kares Mich Damye is as if there had been a bomb on the Karke. As if that Karke, so Mimele, we start the Yutvochim of the Rishus Rabin, we start recognizing it from the elevation. From the elevation. So in other words, so this question, this Kedushi Aran, that Aran says that the name of Lovud in Gavish Lamud Asoro Lashivo Mashu, Vein Rishus Ayochit, did in Lovud do the Hashvinon Kila Akarke Elad Mokim Dalet al Dalet, Vinimzo Shatomimayit Gavi, Gimu Pochis Mashu. So Mimele we have to resort to the Aloch of Gudachis. So that, in other words, the shita of the Rani is that as far as the aloha of Lovud of Kares Mich Damye is concerned, so Memele we have to consider the Yutvochim. We have to consider it from the elevated level, not from the level of the Kares. ומנותן ודיבוי מני רפתב ואם תאמר המייל פה שתווי מסליס מכסת משתווין משתווין זו צריך למייל מן המי ומשתרה במחיצה למייל ואם הרי דהי ממסליס נעלה מן הדועה דינה בשום מחיצס שאין שום מים הטרס מחיצה פלויה הולך המי סמרד בטבלד מפורש הטעם קלו שהקילו לך חומים במים נאו, נקזי מה סביני סקשור סביני סקשור איזו בזו מטאות ומזו לזו אם אינם קשורי איסף על פי שמקופי איסי מטאות ומזו לזו Pshite, so what kind of a chiddush is it? That it's mitalter. That it's mitalter. So the Gemara, so Tesis explains it. Hashtes al kodaitor de mayre she shteya svineis. Shemo lemecht. So memele we don't have to resort in Eruv HaTzeres. Ulo hoche porich pshite. So if kshure is, and they belong to the same person, So there is no need for in the Ruv HaTzeres. So why should it be osa? So according to this Halakhah of the Gemara, so why is it that if it's not Kshureis, it's osa? So if it's not Kshureis, it's osa because of Gzeire. Shemo Yipel Achivet La'amayim Metalkum Mishtayoch Lekarmeles. ויוס לעשוי, אף אחד עבדו אותה בביס בתים, לא יגזרים למוס לעשוי, הוכב בסבילס, לא יקבי, איקל מיקלט פייק, דיל בו, נופל למוס. סודגמורס קשי ספשיטר, אמר רוב, לא יניצריך אל הטי הביתי שביניהם, that the Mishnah deals with the case where between the two outside svinas that are tied to each other, there is a little svino between. And the little svino is not tied to these svinas. The two outside svinas are tied. But in between these two svinas, so there is a svino, a small svino that is not tied. So that's the chiddush. When Yitzchak comes out, must be sold out to Mizulezu. There are bits of stano she bin shtei agdeleis. The avol pishin ukshuro on iteres al bichshira shtaim achitzeinis. The loichashinon dilmo mishtaklim benaye. Maybe that will be taken out. This little svino between the two big svinas become a talkel derech avek hamoles. So we're not chayish for it. Amalei, that's the chiddush. As long as the two outside svinas are kshureis, even though there is a little svino in between them that is not kosher, so we are allowed to be mitaltel from one svino to the other svino. Amalei Rav Safre, meishe shapek amret. Mitaltel mizul ezutna. So, in other words, so it's mashmal that the Mishnah does not have reference to a case where there is an intervening small svino. Elo Rav Safre. לא נצריך או לערב או לטלטל מזו לזו וכניתן סבינויס קשורי זו בזו מעבין ומטלטלים מזו לזו so if the two סבינויס not words when they belong to different owners so ממילא we have to have an ערוב החצרץ so since the carmelis is mafsik so that is mivatil deirem But if the svinis are kshuris alaze, so then the erev is kayo. So svinis kshuris ubezu, me'avim betalkim zulezu. Nifsiko, and since there is the yam, that is mafsik, is nesru, so the erev is bo. Chosru v'nikshiru, even though the making of the kesher on Shabbos involves an avere, bein b'sheyidin, bein mizidin, bein anusim, bein mutim, chosru l'teron orish. So the halacha is that when you have two svinas that belong to different owners, so then you require an eruv chatzeres. So mimele if they are not kshures of a zoo, so on account of the intervening carmelis that is mafsik, so that is mevatel deir. Vashminon vaslisin dafilu shtei asvinas lishnei diyodo shetzvich el arev me'avim metalkin nipsiku bot la'irav mitnei shenifrodis shevidin. So, So any vomer of Nachman loishonu al lizrik avolitalteil osea
So we see that if the mechitze was done by Yisra, so then midrash it's a good mechitze, but midrabbonon it's not a good mechitze if it was done by Yisra. So ki itmar the Rav Nachman amaze it itmar. When do we say that midrabbonon it's not a good mechitze if he made a kesher, or he made the al, it be Yisra midrabbonon. But if it was done by Shegeik, so if midrabbonon it's a good mechitze. לא ישן משמר חיצ על ליס לכל חייב הזה ומתיך לא ישסר אב מולד לך אבל תלת ליס ותלת מסיר יחוס מדבריהם עמי זה תתמה ומשום כנוסה ודקטון המס ניס חוזר לתאירו נוביל שהשגים והנוסים והמותים כהה וכי קטון המזידים שמו מחיצה כהה וליס לקרב נחנו דת מדרעיסה יציגות מחיצה so even if the מחיצה was done by maize So it's still with the Isaac with Mechitza, so a male later, which is a Yochitza, if somebody is here, how much is a rabbi into that place? So it's higher. But with the Rabbonon, it's not a good Mechitza if it was done by Isa be Mech. Omar Shmuel, v'afilu k'shura is b'chut asar. Now this aloch, that if you have two svinets, that belong to different owners. So if the akshure is, so you have to make an eruv chatzeres. So if the akshure is, so even though there is the yam, so then there is effect, as long as the akshure is. So even if they are tied with the string, with the ribbon, the chutasar, with the claw clip, so a few, even if the svinis are kosher, the chutasar, Hey, Chedom, Id Yochel Amidon, in other words, that it's stable and it holds. So what difference does it make? Well, how it's kosher? Pshik, Id Yochel Amidon. Now, since the Kamalas is Mafsik, so that is Mivatil, the day of Rebbe Chatzeres. But if they are kosher and Mechuba to each other, so then the Erev is not bottled. But if it is kosher in a loose way, that it's likely to become loosened, so maybe it's not kosher. So why is the Erev good? Yidei yochel amidon amai. So the Gemara says, Leilom di yochel amidon, u di shmuel afuke me nafshi kose, ditnan, Kosh Rabidova Hamamido Mevilotume Bidova Shema Amido in Mevilotume Biomashmuel Gushek Shura Bishal Shalish of Barzel Shal Shalish of Barzel Minyantume Udirsi Bicholo Harev Harev Alik Ho Ey Avulin Shabbos Gimnochla Amido Afilo Plasar So we have here Rashi's Girse and Tesis Girse Now let's see Rashi לעמידו של יספד להפוקם לנפש ממיל סדומה באלמי דיבינו שלשור ושלשל שלו ישל ברזה so Shmuel says in connection with Tume that the kesher has to be דווקא ישל שלשור ישל ברזה so ושמינו נוחד ליבינו כיוס so what does Shmuel say כושרו בדובו המעמידו מייבלתום בדובר המעמידו מייבלתום אם הוא יורי שייך עוד כושר בעל המס מי ויתומו לכלים שבסבינו ולסבינו עצמו כגין סבינה סיירדי שמקבל הסתומת כדמרינו ויום השמואל והוא שכושרו בשלשלה של ברזל היי כושרו בדובר המעמידו או שלשלה של ברזל כדמפור שתיים מבוז תלימה כושרו בדובר שרגילים להעמיד אותו דהיינה שלשלס מי ויתומו שמתאמה יש הסבינו לי יש אב התומו והסבינו יש הכילי שבשיחו דחרב הרי וכחולו ויחווה אבי אביס ואבי אביס התום now this הלוכה of חרב הרי וכחולו so there is a מחלקס between the Rambam and the Raivet a fundamental מחלקס according to the Raivet the whole aloche
of Cherev Arik Cholol applies only to Cherev. What does Cherev mean? It doesn't have to be Davke Cherev. Matres, play matres, metal. But any other kele, not metal, not matres, so we don't say the din, we don't apply the din of Cherev Kecholol. Cherev Arik Cholol means, now, a mess is an avia veisatum. And if somebody touches a mess, let's say an odom, or a kele, so then the odom or the kele that touches the mess becomes an avatum. So the aloch is cherev arik cholol, if the cherev that touched the mess, iklimatris, that touched the mess, so if a person will touch with that cherev, with that klimatris, so that klimatris is an avia veis, so mele, the odom who touches that cherev, that klimatris, becomes an av. Or, suppose a klimatres will touch a person who came in contact with the mess. The person who came in contact with the mess is an avatum. So mainly if a klimatres will touch that odom, it will also become an avatum. So according to the Raivet, the whole aloche of cherev arik cholol applies only to matres. According to the Rambam, the aloche of cherev arei kocholol applies to all kli shetim. Not to kli cheres, of course, but to all kli shetim. That means, let's say, even kli eitz, anything, any kele that can have tar in the mikveh. Kli cheres does not have tar in the mikveh. If a kli cheres became tomei, so there is no takon. But other kele are called kli shetim because they can become toya, just as an odom can become toya by immersion in the mikveh. So according to the Rambam, the aloha of cherev arik cholol applies to all cliché. Now, here we are dealing, Rashi says here, v'hu shikoshro, so he says, bidovo, she'inim amid, kelaim ha'shein erod la'amid, ke'imid la'av matres, e'imid la'tum, di'ilu svino, lo'im itame machmas esik li'u yisar atum, elevish li'tum, ומתאמה כאלה שבסייכו והשמינו שמואל הוכה את ההקשורת מסליסן אף על כך לדובר המעמידו בינון כלשהו מעמידו מנשא בסקושה ולדובר למעמידו דוס. Now here Rashi says וכשקושחו בשלשל של בר, in other words, suppose it will be a ribbon, it's begged, so that not gabitum, so it has to be שלשל של בר. Now according to the Rambam שיטה, so cherev arei kocholol applies to all plishatet. All plishatet. So a ribbon, that's a beged. So that's the aloch of cherev arei kocholol should apply to it too. So in other words, so we have to say that Rashi does not agree with the Shittas Rambam. And the Rashi agrees with the Shittas Raivet, that cherev arei kocholol applies only to matres. So only when it's shal barzel, matres. But let's say, if it is a beged, if it's kosher with the beged, so then, even if it will be very stable, so then, we don't say cherev arei kocholol. Now then something else. The aloche of cherev arei kocholol implies that the klimatres that touches the mess, that the klimatres that touches the mess has the same tum as the mess. The mess is an avia veis, so the klimatres that touches the mess is also an avia veis. If a klimatres touches an odom who touched the mess, so the odom who touched the mess is an av, so the klimatres that touches the odom is also an av. But here, Rashi doesn't apply Shmuel's din to a case where the shalsheles, shel barzel, touches the mess. He says, imoyo reishe, echot kosho beilames. So in other words, so one end of the chain touched the eel, not the mess himself. Not the mess itself. So in other words, so how did the shalsheles become an avia veisatum? The answer is because just as the mess is an avia veisatum, so there is aloche in all this, that the eel itself also has the same status of an avia veisatum. The Mishneh in Oles, I think it's Perikei, I don't know, Perik Zayim. So So in other words, the Eyal itself, the Torah says that we have to be Mazeh al Eyal. So that means, so the Mishnah in Ola says that's only if the Eyal is an Eyal of Pishta. So then the Eyal Ames itself is Mitameh, is Tomeh, and it has a Tumeh of Navi Aveitz. It has a Tumeh of Navi Aveitz, the Eyal itself. Only if the Eyal consists of Pishta. But if the Eyal is consists, let's say, of wood, not of pishton, so then it's not mitame. It's not mitame. So that is bamedvar mamurim, if the eyal is mechube. So if it's made of pishton, if the tent where the mess was is made of pishton, so even though the tent is mechube out to the karke, and generally mechube is not mikabel tume, but here there is a special zersakosuf that the eyal of pishton, the Eyal Ames of Pishton is Tomei, and it requires Azoyet. The Torah says it requires Azoyet. Masha'in ken, if the Eyal that is Mechuber is of any material other than Pishton, so then it's not Tomei. But suppose the Eyal is Tolush, so then it doesn't matter of what material it is, so it is still Tomei. Now what kind of Itumeh is it? Is it Itumeh? Is it Itumeh of Avi Aveis, the Eyal? Or is it Tumeh of an Av? So the Mishnah always says that the Tzad HaPnimi has a Tumeh of Avi Aveis, and the Tzad HaChitzen has a Tumeh of an Aratume. Let's say this is the Eyal. This is my Eyal Ames. So, in other words, this side, that's the Tzad HaPnimi, that is really the mess. So this has a din of an Avi Aveis. So in other words, if someone will touch, if a person will touch the Tzad HaPnimi of the Eyal, so it will become an Avatum. It will be Tomei Zayin. But the Tzad HaChitzen, that's the Aloch. The Tzad HaChitzen is not a Svorah, that's the Aloch. The Tzad HaChitzen, in other words, we treat the Tzad, the Mishnah says that we consider the Tzad HaPnimi and the Tzad HaChitzen as two separate kelim. So the Tzad HaPnimi has the status of an Avi Aveitz, and if somebody will touch the Tzad HaPnimi, he'll be Tomei 7 days. But if somebody will touch the Tzad HaChitzen, he'll be Tomei only to Maseret, because the Tzad HaChitzen is an Avatume. So Meile, if he touches it, he becomes a Rishon. So he's only Tomei to Maseret. So Rashi says, "Imo yorei sheyachot kosho be'il ames." In other words, and it is in contact with the Tzad HaPnimi of the Eyal. So Mel Tzad HaPnimi of the Eyal is an Avi Aveitz. So if it's an Avi Aveitz, so Memele, so the chain itself that is a mattress becomes an Avi Aveitz. Memele the Svino becomes an Av. And then the Kelim Shebiseicho, they are in contact with the Svino, so they become a Rish. Now there is a very remarkable expression. Here he says, "Bidovo sheini mamido, kileima sheini rogi lahamido, kei mide de lav matches, ei mevi lo tume, di rusvino le mitame machmasei sekli, liyeis avatume, elo rishin litume."
Shir Song Dal and Shabbos continue. Chofei Adar, Hey Tav Shalom, Zayin, March 15, 1977.